The FBI is searching another Biden residence. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They're going through the president's Rehoboth Beach, Delaware home now after classified documents were found at his Wilmington home and at an old D.C. office, all being investigated now by a special counsel. House Republicans keep demanding information. Congressman Chris Stewart tells Fox.
And all we want to know is what was in the documents? What are the national security implications? What things should we be concerned about?
Now, House Republicans are about to hold a border hearing amid a record surge of illegal immigration. One migrant arrested at a traffic stop last week was an Iranian on the terror watch list.
Several of the men were being smuggled, hidden in the back of the trunk. One guy has a red hoodie on. He ended up being the Iranian national.
That's Fox's Bill Malusian in Mission, Texas. ICE has glazed over a lot of the South from Tennessee to Texas.
Oh, I'm definitely not getting out if I don't have to. If there's something comes up over at the shop, then and only then I'll be going over.
He's in Fort Worth. Frozen roads have caused hundreds of crashes with 3 deaths in Texas, nearly 2,000 flights canceled. And those icy conditions have pushed Tyre Nichols' funeral back a few hours in Memphis, now set for 2 p.m. Eastern.
My little brother didn't deserve none of this.
That's right.
At all.
That's Jamal Dupree last night. The Reverend Al Sharpton will deliver the eulogy. Vice President Harris will attend. Nichols died after a police beating last month. It's left 5 now ex-cops charged with murder, 2 other officers relieved of their duties. Tom Brady says he's finished playing football for good. Not like last year when the star NFL quarterback retired then unretired.
I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I just press record and let you guys know first.
Brady posting on social media.
Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Brady's 45, played for 23 seasons. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Stocks are down this morning. The Dow is falling 198 points. The S&P 500 is off by several at this point. The NASDAQ is down by 53 as the market awaits what happens today in the afternoon from the Federal Reserve. Another interest rate hike is expected to keep driving inflation down.
The central bank concludes their two-day policy meeting, and it's broadly expected that the Fed will raise their benchmark federal funds rate by a quarter percentage point to a range of between 4.5% and 4.75%. The Fed extending the most rapid adjustment in interest rates since the early 80s to cool the economy and bring down hot inflation. The central bank began to slow interest rate increases in December by half a point. Moderating the pace of rate hikes gives the Fed more time to study the effects of its moves. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Of course, an interest rate hike continues to make credit card interest rates more expensive for Americans who have debt, and the president's trying to slash their fees on cards now.
As part of the fourth meeting of President Biden's Competition Council, the president is announcing a new rule which would slash credit card late fees. The rule from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau would reduce typical late fees from about $30 to $8, which the administration believes would save Americans billions.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Now, President Biden later today will sit down with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy as they discuss the possibility of raising the debt limit to avoid a possible default in June. Now, the president has said he would not negotiate. Republicans demand spending cuts be attached. McCarthy says,
we could find common ground, that we could find a lot of savings in the spending of government.
The price of oil down a little bit this morning. Still, though, around 78 bucks a barrel. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.